The world is a dangerous place. It seems the world is going to hell in a handbag. I never liked that saying, it didn't seem to make sense, but I used it because it is old and probably most people never heard it before. It was in a lot more use around World War II and before. Today we are on the verge of a disastrous war if nothing is done. Nations are lining up the same way they did in that war. One side is becoming Russia, China, Iraq, North Korea, one or two former Soviet republics, and maybe Cuban Venezuela. The other side is the United States, Canada, Europe, Israel, some of the Arab countries. Then there are the countries that are beginning to feel beholden to China because they are giving them money. North Korea is getting crazier day by day. The other day they were said to have shot over 20 missiles over Japan with one missing only by 40 miles. What kind of madman would do something like this? Kim Jong-un would, that is who. It is amazing to me how he has remained in power. I guess when you have a very large army and your family has been in power for decades, it is hard to get rid of someone. There are not many obese people in that country, but Kim seems to have eaten more than his share of pancakes and steaks. I think he feels he is protected by China, but if I was China, I would watch my back with this crazy guy. We all know what is happening with Russia. They decided to attack Ukraine and expand their territory. They didn't think the West and particularly the United States would help them by supplying weapons. They had a good reason to think that after watch the mess we made in Afghanistan, where we abandoned people and billions of dollars worth of weapons. That was the single worst retreat out of a country in modern history and a betrayal of those who helped us and of the Americans we abandoned there. Even now with the weapons we are supplying, it is said they come with a caveat, they cannot be fired into Russia proper. Let me ask you this question: if a country is attacked, and can only fight in its territory even though the enemy is raining down missiles from their country, how can they win unless the attacking country stops? No one seems to be talking about that, but it seems an impossible situation to me for the Ukrainians. Every week seems to bring another threat of nuclear weapons being used by the Russians. That is something which could start World War III. The Chinese are watching this carefully because they have wanted to do the same thing with Taiwan for years. It certainly is no secret. In the past they tried to invade but were beat back. Today they have a much improved military and very improved weapons. If we falter in our aid to Ukraine, they might take it as a sign we will not help Taiwan if they are attacked. They don't seem to be helping Russia in any way except by verbal support, because they are in world domination in the long haul and don't want to take us on until they feel they are so strong they can't lose. Iran is so radical they just want to destroy any country which doesn't agree with them. The citizens are revolting and don't want the current type of rule anymore. The ironic thing about Iran is the fact they are ruled by religious rulers who seem to be the most bloodthirsty of all. Women are pulling off their headscarves and being shot down for it. Men and women are mobbing the streets in some cities, shouting down with the leaders. Saudi Arabia is said to have contacted the United States about a pending attack from Iran being planned by the Iranian government. Some say this is because they want to take the eyes of the world off of what they consider protests. Looking at what we are doing in the United States to help the Ukraine, it is upsetting many. It is not the fact we are supplying weapons to that country, it is the fact we are not replacing them and are said to actually be taking some weapons away from our military to send to them. I am all for helping the people of Ukraine, they are actually fighting for all of us in a way. I say this because we do not know what other countries would be next if the Ukrainians don't stop the Russians. Many worry about the Russians using nukes. I would hope they are not serious about that, as the consequences could be world-ending. We should be able to see the two sides will never stop fighting unless something is done. Ukraine knows in uncertain terms it can't use the weapons to attack Russia, or we won't give them any more. Russia and those in power, they don't want to look any weaker by withdrawing. This is either a recipe for a never-ending war, or eventually a nuclear attack. It is time for a strong American leader to get both sides together. The problem will be a very tough one to settle. The Ukraine doesn't want to cede any territory to Russia, but Russia will want something so they don't look like weaklings. Perhaps something like unfettered access to their naval base in the Ukraine might do it. Anyway, we will never know unless we try. Who do we have who would be a talented arbitrator? Certainly no one in the current who could even get out of Afghanistan with all the might we had there. I believe we would have to look throughout the government for someone, regardless of party affiliation, who has had successfully arbitrated between countries before. The entire world is in jeopardy and we have to do something about it. Potential enemies are getting more brazen. One would think we would have learned our lesson during World War II, but it seems we didn't. The world just can't let countries run roughshod over their neighbors. That was what the United Nations was supposed to be for. Instead, they are most useless. They might be okay for small local problems, but when it comes to the powerhouse countries, they are impotent. We have to stop destroying our military and build it back to full strength, because the world is a dangerous place.